Underway for the 20th annual Back to Basics event on February 7th at Pine River Backus School. They are looking for presenters and vendors who are passionate about sustainable living. Proposals are due November 14th. Find more information at happydancingturtle.org. And Curl Masabi and Evelith has open houses November 3rd through the 6th from 6 to 8 each night. Curling instruction and equipment provided. Bring clean athletic shoes and wear comfortable clothing and a light jacket. Thank you for spending your Sunday with KAXE. Let's kick off hour two of American Roots.
The 82nd National Folk Festival in Jackson, Mississippi, November 7 to 9, features bluegrass, blues from the Delta to Chicago, klezmer, Puerto Rican plena, go-go, zydeco, and Irish music, plus food and craft traditions of the Deep South. Open to the public. For information, nationalfolkfestival.com. This is American Roots, with songs and stories for the Hallows. In rural South Louisiana, the werewolf has been part of the spirit world as a loup-garou since colonial times. Some Native Americans blend the French beast changeling with their own view. Homa Indian animal carver Ivy Billiot speaks of what he calls the rougarou.
A rougarou is somebody that turns into a creature, you know. The Lord took this planet from the animals, and we still got that animal deal inside of us.
More coming from Homa spiritualist Ivy Bia in Terrebonne Parish. Also haunted houses, songs of murder and hanging, plus supernatural visitors from Venus and Planet Claire. Now a bit of Miles Davis and band Running the Voodoo Down in 1970 for the Hallows on American Roots.
All I need, my sweet daddy, on a tree. Long months today. The blue ghost has got my house around it. Yes, and I can't get away. Black cat and an owl comes to keep my company. Comes to keep my company. They understands my sorrows and they sympathize with me. Hello. If she don't treat you right,
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. A spell on you because you're mine. Oh the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Oh! Oh! I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. Right now, I put a spell on you.
Doesn't seem like Halloween to me without Screamin' Jay Hawkins. I Put a Spell on You, 1956. Before that, Lonnie Johnson on vocals and guitar with Elmer Snowden on the pop classic Haunted House. And we started with Cassandra Wilson's atmospheric take on Robert Johnson's Hellhound on My Trail. Here's a spooky tune from Bessie Smith in 1924. It's Haunted House Blues on American Roots.
Goes in the front, come round to the back door. This house is so haunted, with dead men I can't lose. This house is so haunted, with dead. Sneaky old
and silver. Father, did you bring me the gold? What did you bring with your father? Keep him in the gallows, oh Lord. I'm throwing it. Yes, I'm throwing it. You would bring me, keep from gallows, folk. Son, I brought some silver. Son, I brought some gold. Son, I brought some everything. Keep from gallows, folk, Lord. I'm throwing it. Yes, I'm throwing it. You would bring me, keep from gallows, folk. Here come his mother. Mother, did you bring me silver? Mother, did you bring me the gold? What did you bring with your mother? Keep from gallows, folk, Lord. I'm throwing it. Yeah, I thought it. You would bring me a key from Gallus, for she brought it too. Son, I brought some silver. Son, I brought some gold. Son, I brought some everything. Keep from Gallus, for Lord. I thought it. Yeah, I thought it. You would bring me a key from Gallus, for tell me what you brought now. Here come a so-called friend. A so-called friend, the best place you want to see, in, not out. When you're out, you shake a so-called friend's hand, you can't tell what it's all about. But when you get in, that's the place a so-called friend want to see you in, and hear what he asks his so-called friend. Friend, did you bring me silver? Friend, did you bring me the gold? What did you bring me, my dear friend? Keep them together for long. What did you bring? What did you bring? What did you bring me to keep from Gallus, boy? Hear what they said. I never brought you no silver, never brought you no gold. Just come by to see you. Hung up in the Gallus, boy, Lord. I thought it. Yeah, I thought it. You would come see me, hang up in Gallus, boy.
Gallus Pole, Lead Belly from Mooringsport, Louisiana, 1939, pleading with the hangman to buy his way off the Gallus Pole, or gallows, where the condemned go. Friends, did you get some silver? Did you get a little gold? What did you bring me, my dear friends, to keep me from the gallows pole? We are back with a few full moons and howling werewolves when American Roots returns for the Hallows.
In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KEXC provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day, I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires. I love to hear about everything that's local. You know, I've been to Riverfest, and that was fantastic. I listen to and support KAXE because you guys are what it's all about up here.
When you donate to KEXE, you're supporting your local community. Help us out now during this crisis of the defunding of public media from the federal government. Thank you for being there for KEXE. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Coming up, my conversation with Ivy Biot about the loup-garou, or werewolf, in French Louisiana. Many call it the roux-garou. Meantime, in Alabama English, it's Hank Williams. Howling at the Moon on American Roots.
I know there's never been a man in the awful shape I'm in. I can't even spell my name, my head's in such a spin. Today I tried to eat a steak with a big old tablespoon. You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon. Well, sugar, I took one look at you, and it almost drove me mad. And then I even went and lost what little sense I had. Now I can't tell the day from night, I'm crazy as a loon. You got me chasing rabbits, pulling out my hair and howling at the moon. So
Some friends of mine asked me to go out on a hunting spree, 'cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. Weeded past, I pulled him up and I hollered whoa and said fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard, but honey baby, when I fell the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my doggish ways if you'd take me for your groom. You got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings, and howling at the moon.
Oh, the werewolf, oh, the werewolf comes stepping along. He don't even break the branches where he's been gone. You can hear his long holler from way across the moon. That's the holler of the werewolf when he's feeling poor. For the werewolf, he's somebody like you and me. Once I saw him in the moonlight when the bats were flying. All alone I saw the werewolf and the werewolf was crying. Maid as I tear off her clothes, crying nobody, nobody knows of my pain. When I see that it's risen, that full moon again. Nobody knows of my pain. When I see that it's risen, that full moon again. sure told me, man, it's this little flute I play. But I never play in the light of day. Well, when you do play your flute, what do you play on your flute?
Werewolf Michael Hurley from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. He's long been living out in the Pacific Northwest. Michael Hurley, a man of many fine, eccentric songs. The Werewolf is on his LP, Armchair Boogie, from 1971. Right around that time, some long-haired friends of mine played that tune late one night at the Galax, Virginia Old Fiddlers Convention. It got them kicked off the stage. People generally don't like werewolves. For some who at least accept their presence, we travel down the bayou in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, to visit woodcarver Ivy Biot, a member of the Houma Indian Nation. The Houmas have a tradition of basket weaving in white cypress that Ivy learned from his father, but the wood's hard to find now as sea levels rise and salt water kills trees. Like his father, Ivy still crafts hunting blowguns, violins, and painted carvings of animals that show his deep connection with natural and supernatural worlds.
My daddy used to make his own violins and play it in the house. We had, my daddy used to have bands in the house, you know, guitars and drums and all that. We used to come down the house, they boy, and play it when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Sing in French?
Yeah, yeah, play the French music, yeah.
Yeah. So could you show us what you've got over here? Should we just look at it? And
This is the one that they say my daddy made.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I went and get some strings and all for it.
Beautiful.
I had to rig it up again. It has some screen strings on there from screen.
Screen door, the old type, yeah.
Yeah, and
what's the wood in this?
It looked like maple to me.
Now, what's your violin made out of?
This is made out of birch.
Mm-hmm.
A quarter inch birch.
Yeah, beautiful. And you put some Indian touches on it. You put the white and red and black feather.
Yeah, me, I'm Red Feather. My name is Red Feather.
That's your Indian name.
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's still tuned up, but it gets out of tune.
Let's talk a little bit about your wood carving. Now, over your shoulder there is a big, beautiful redfish.
Hey, that's a bull red.
That's a beauty.
27 inches. It's a beautiful fish. When you catch him, you put him out the water in the sunlight, you can see the colors on him. All that oily stuff, that gassy stuff with the slime in the water there. And you can see all that. Within a few minutes, it's gone. In a few minutes, all them colors are gone. I got ways of communicating with animals and creatures like that, you know. I just don't know. When I go fishing, I just tell those fishes to open their mouth so I can take the hook out, and the fish open his mouth, and I take the hook out, and you go, and you take off.
What are your favorite birds to carve?
The red wing. I like those red wing blackbirds. It's the red on there is like a red velvet. It's like a velvet cloth. And the gold that's on them, the white there, It's like some fur on the red-winged blackbird. It's like a fur.
Have you ever eaten the red-winged blackbird?
No.
Yes, because a lot of people do eat those.
Yes, uh-huh. But my mama said not to kill those kind of birds, and I didn't, you know. And the mockingbird, she didn't want us to kill no mockingbird neither. She said it was a sin. That was the Lord's bird. I can listen to the bird, and I can almost tell you what he's saying by chirping. Yeah, I had one of them on the fence right there. He was talking to me one morning. I used to tell him good morning every morning, you know. And one morning he turned around, he was chirping. He said, "Don't you talk to me like that," he says. I said, "What?" I grabbed the rock and I threw it. I said, "I'm going to get you in the pan. That's what I'm going to do with you." I heard and thought you like a person. Yes.
You know a lot about the animal world. Tell me a little about that spirit world. I was thinking of the what we call in French the loup-garou. In English, they call it the werewolf. Have you ever known about the loup-garou?
A loup-garou is somebody that turns into an animal or another creature, you know. My daddy said they had one down at Grand Cayo. A man, they used to walk Grand Cayo with him sometime, you know, meet him down the road. They didn't know it. They thought it was just a regular man that was on the side of the road, so they walk with him, you know. He get a certain point, the next thing you know, it was a dog that was walking with him, and sometimes it was a cow or a bull, you know, and then it just disappeared, you know.
When you're talking about the loup-garou or roux-garou, as you say, how does somebody turn from a person into an animal? What causes it to happen?
Too much religion. Too much religion. Believe too much in prayers and all that, in the demons and all that. You know, the Lord took this planet from the animals, and we still got that animal deal inside of us.
So do you think there's roux-garou around today in Houma, in this area?
I'm quite sure. Mama was so deeply involved with that stuff, you know, the spiritual stuff, and I guess it all fell on me, you know. And anything I want to know, I just ask the God or ask them little creatures, and they tell me, you know. And I found out I was in communication with the White Mouse Planet.
The White Mouse Planet?
White Mouse Planet, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything I want to know, they tell me.
Yeah.
And I do it, and it works. Oh, yeah.
Have you been to the White Mouse Planet?
No.
You want to go?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm gonna go there, because according to what was gonna come get me when I die, it's a big bird, like a dragon. Yes.
Have you ever carved that bird?
No, I know what it looked like and everything. Yes, he told me he was gonna come get me when I was gonna die. He told me where I was going to.
Where?
Oh yeah.
Are you going?
I'm going to his planet. Sometime he comes there and he starts chewing on top of my head right there at night. And then I know somebody's doing something bad to me, or somebody want to do something bad to me, you know.
Yeah.
It seemed like they're ruling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One time I went to the casino. I'm not supposed to say that. I went to the casino. I told them, I said, y'all flicked that machine for me. And they did it too.
Yeah, it paid off.
Oh, yeah, it paid off. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wonder where the White Mouse Planet chose you.
I don't know. I just don't know. I'm always by myself, you know. They say a person that's always by himself, you know, he don't know company or anything, you know. The creatures come to you, you know, the alien, they come to you and mess around with your head, you know, your nerves, you know.
This life we all abide.
What do you think is the future of the life here on the coast, South Louisiana, for the Houma people?
I don't know. It seems like they say within a few years, Houma's going to be on the water. I don't know. Next hurricanes.
Katrina was pretty rough here, but the one that was really harder on this area came after Katrina.
Yes. We had it bad over here.
¿Cómo se apela el Aragón?
Gustav.
Yeah. What happened in this area from Gustav?
High water, wind. They almost didn't have nothing down there. They devastated the road. The highway was out. And they said the levees failed, but I don't think it's the levees that does that. The guard don't need those levees to stop that water. It'll come from another direction. They're gonna find out exactly what the guard can do.
Ivy Bia, thanks for visiting with me here.
I sure appreciate it.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Our conversation with Homa Indian craftsman and spiritualist Ivy Bia. His comments about the White Mouse Planet put me in mind of cosmic music. And we'll begin that journey in a moment on American Roots.
We will get you right back to more from American Roots. I'm Malachi Coons with People Powered Radio, KAXE. We receive support from the McKnight Foundation and from Bemidji Brewing, offering rotating taproom exclusive beers and crowlers to go. The latest offerings available Tuesday through Thursday from 2 to 10, Friday and Saturday 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More at BemidjiBeer.com. Bemidji Beer. Nice catch. Kutaska Community Action offers free lunch every Wednesday from 11 to 1 at their Circles of Support office located across from Treasure Bay Printing on Northeast 4th Street in Grand Rapids. They also offer a food pantry from 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. A reminder that coming up at 1 o'clock, Dawn Espy will be your On the River host. Here's more from American Roots on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer with some songs of space travel and search for signs of love in the universe. Beginning with an old favorite from the B-52s on American Roots.
She came from planet
moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is I wonder if means I miss you, or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere, I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's fooling around with a satellite. Now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat. That chick don't know where she's at. She better come on down here to earth and groove. I'll lay that sound on me, honey.
Well, the news of the song has been a flying around. I'm the only one that's seen it over the ground. First thing I seen when I saw it land, cats jumped out and they formed the band. My thoughts are rock and roll. My thoughts are rock and roll. I couldn't understand the things they said about that crazy. Stop me dead.
Flying Saucer, rock and roll, Billy Riley and his Little Green Men, 1957, on Sun Records. Part of the whole craze for cosmic creatures in the 1950s. Before that, New Orleans' great musical leader of the Rat Pack, Louis Prima, with Satellite Love on Beep, 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 1958. Let's get back down to earth. so we can take a moonlight drive, top down and into the water with the Doors. From the 1967 LP, Strange Days on American Roots.
Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb through the tide. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps too high. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our time to try. Heart beside the ocean.
The Modern Jazz Quartet, Visitor from Venus, 1969. The players include Milt Jackson, vibraphone, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And that's where we leave it, all of us working toward intergalactic diplomacy and friendship. No walls around the Earth. That's our Halloween hope. We welcome all saints and aliens on American Roots. American Roots is produced with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. Our program was produced by Garrett Pittman, Jason Ryan, Nina Feldman, Thomas Walsh, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Olivia Broslowski, Tyler Michael, and Gregory LeBlanc. Special thanks this week to Dirk Powell for the original music, to back up the thoughts of Ivy B at On the Rougarou, and also to the late Chris Stafford, Rick Good, Anya Burgess, and Christy Guillory for music from the film Tigalope. American Roots is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. You can stream all American Roots programs from our website at AmericanRoutes.org. That's also the place to support the program and our archives. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
I'm Heidi Holton. We're excited at KEXE to be bringing you more jazz programming with our volunteer, Paul Kivi, The History of Jazz.
Well, I think this is some of the finest music ever made, and it's kind of gotten lost across time. I pick the songs that I love, and there's lots of them, and there's lots to love. The popular music in the late 20s and 30s, especially the 30s and 40s with the big band era, that was jazz. That was the one period of time when jazz